Blog Talk Radio.
Stacey Johnson, and also the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday and every Wednesday on Black People Business Wednesday. Today we're going to talk about shit that's so wrong with being black in America. That's the first thing we're going to talk about. Second, we will talk about the resurgence and the history of the Confederate flag, because part of our job on Wednesday is to help you with your black history. So that's what we're going to do today. That's number two. Number three, we're going to handle some economic equality issues for black people and what that means. And last but not least, we're going to talk about the Association of African American Single Mothers. We're a little late today because I just got noticed that we finally got our spot, and the young Jessica Tomlin went and put down the deposit. So thank you again for joining us on Black People Business Wednesday. Let's hear it. Ever watched in the 70s, maybe a little bit of Charlie's Angels, the Bionic Man and Woman. Got a little bit of them Duke boys with their fucked up Confederate flag, them good old boys. And I think I heard the A-Team. So, yes, that's my new slap. So you'll be hearing that every Wednesday when we start. And, again, thank you for joining us for Black People Business Wednesday. And this is the show, Wednesday show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And you will find our website at AAAS as in Sam, M as in Mary .org on the intranets. And you can also reach me at 916-710-4146. And you can call in the show today, and I would love to get that going and see what black people have to say about my issues. And if not, you know you can always listen. We'll always be here on Wednesday. And you can call in at 657-383-1497. Once again, that's 657-383-1497. And my name is Stacey Johnson, youngest of 11 children, all of that stuff. But it's really not about me. It's about black people. And it's about being Wednesday and what we try to do to educate our people on Wednesday. So today we're talking about four things pretty much. Shit that's so wrong with being black in America. And, you know, I've been black now and in America 50 years. I turned 50 in December. And, you know, some of the shit that goes down, you know, I mean, I was raised to you know, just try to do what I can do. I don't even know if I was raised that way. Maybe I became that way, but I was raised to be very proud to be black. I was raised to, you know, don't walk around. You know, my parents, you know, they were old parents. They had me at 42 and 52. So, you know, they were old already when they had me. So I think I'm so blessed because of that. Because I got their wisdom, I got their strength, and they knew what they were doing by the time they got to 11, okay? And that was me. So, you know, they raised us to, you know, go against every code that white America thought about black America. You know, you're going to have an education, you're going to be educated, you're going to know how to eat in public, you're going to be clean, you're not going to walk around talking like you don't have no sense. And that equates today to you're not going to walk around with your ass hanging out your pants. You're not going to go to school like it's fun time and not someplace where you should learn. You're not going to disrespect your freaking elders or you're going to get your mouth popped in. I don't care if we're in public or not. Let's see. Kids aren't in adult conversations. That's what that would equate to today. So that's how I was raised. And because of that, you know, that's how I raised my kids. And Jesse, Freddie, and Chris, I couldn't be prouder of three kids that were raised by an African-American single mother and turned out doing so well. I'm so proud of all three of my kids. And it's because, you know, I always say and I tell single mothers today, just do what you have to do for your kids while they are your children. God will reward you. Because, I mean, they look at me today and they're like, you know, my daughter said, Mom, you know, kids are supposed to do better than their parents, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. And so what's that mean? She's like, and she feels that she's behind because she sees how well I've done and how well I brought myself up from the shit I went through the past 5 years. But then again, you know, she did some things that I wouldn't have been tough enough to do. So we all are who we are when we are who we are. You feel me? So she's going to do what she needs to do in her time. I'm doing what I'm doing in my time. And if everybody focus on doing, everybody would be good. So, you know, now my life has evolved to a point where I make more money than I did when I had a job, and all the shit that I talked about, people who were had the means to do things and they just sitting around letting niggas get shot and wear the programs and, you know, Boys to Men Project, really? Because, no, you don't have one. Because if you did, there'd be something. Where's the pride on a national level? You know, what's going on? So today we're going to talk about a little bit about all the shit that's wrong about being black in America. And I love being black. I got T-shirts in my closet right now. My daughter said, Mom, the United States of America. Yeah, Nike, black, red, white, and blue, repping Nike and America. Because this is where my ancestors died to make great. I don't know if all of y'all, the black people, don't realize it. But this is the place yo niggas died to make great. There wasn't no white people on the cotton fields other than beating your ass. So, yeah, this is my country. Blood is in this country. That's my blood, and I just didn't get shit for free. The fact that I'm an educated black woman doing her own shit the way she want to do it is because somebody somehow gave me that blood. And it wasn't. It was my black people. So, you know, I don't know how I got there, but I'll get there real quick all the time. So this is my country. Yeah, there we go. So, yeah, I'll give me a flag. And, you know, it's not no damn Confederate flag, and we're going to go over that shit because that's only the resurgence. You know, white folks wasn't worried about that Confederate flag until niggas got the right to vote, live where they wanted to, marry who they want. White folks wasn't worried about that goddamn flag. Okay? All these people, oh, that's our history, our pride. How come you didn't have this shit before 1968 hanging up nowhere? Because it was a direct assault to black freedom. And they trying to tell a nigga in the South, oh, yeah, you might be free, but here go our flag. And every time you see this motherfucker, I don't need you to go past that line. That's what that Confederate flag is all about. You know, this is my country. I'm sorry. There is nothing supreme about you. Other than you got big-ass balls. And slowly but surely, as I can see when I watch TV, them bad boys is getting chopped. Somebody's new balls getting chopped. Whether you got little girls on farms having sex or you just got some crazy shit going on. I watch American Greed, and it ain't nothing but other white people stealing other white people's money. Okay, Teddy Riley got hit once, but that's about it. Okay, be smart. Black people, you know, you ain't getting it a whole lot of time. So when you get it, you better be smart. You better be smart. Shit. And have you some Jesus. And Jesus we talk about on Sunday on the diary at 2 on Blog Talk Radio. Okay? So today, Black People Business Wednesday. What is the Black People Business today? And if you'd like to call in again, 657-383-1497. But to call in, you know, I think most of my people are at work. Okay? So just listen in. And then we do what we need to do. So I want to thank you for joining me. And our studios in Sacramento, California, are now I'm happy to say, very happy to say, right before the show I got a notification that, yeah, we have an actual physical location now for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And that's a great thing. I wish I had, I downloaded my applause, but it didn't do it. I'd be applauding right now because 15 years ago in July, I got a little piece of paper from the Internal Revenue Services that said, hey, Negro, Association of African American Single Mothers, you are now a legal 501c3. I've carried that thing around for 15 years. Every time I tried to do, when I had a job for sure, I'd have my food program was in effect. Never had a physical location because, you know, they don't really want you helping niggas. I mean, I tried tutoring programs, got the job, and then one day went to go do it, and they're like, no, you didn't get hired. Oh, you must have went on my website and saw that I'm trying to teach niggas black history, or not just math. So, you know, so it's been 15 years. And so that just tells me 15 years ago I had the money, but I just didn't have everything else it took. And now we have the money, we have the place, we had a program for 15 years, and now I'm so happy to be able to put it in effect and do my part. And I get all teary-eyed. I do my part to honor both my family and other black families in America, because I think the majority of us here in this country are more like the people that raised me, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, than the niggas you see that they portray on TV. And so what I'd like to see the next 50 years is more of us acting, looking, and talking like the children that were raised by Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, to have pride for themselves, to know that education is your key in this country. Everybody's not a rapper. No, none of y'all play basketball all that well. And who wants that? Who wants a culture of people that are just that? I mean, nobody in my family plays sports. You know, I got a mix of everything, but it's all good. Sports is okay, but, you know, come on. I mean, it's crazy. So our children are turning into exactly what they see us be every day. I see it in every one of my kids now that they are grown adults. I see it in everyone. I see it, and because I was that mother that didn't give them a break, oh, my God. Those are three little fantastic little beings when they focus on what they should be doing. And everyone right now, thank God, by the grace of God, focusing on something they should be doing. So your kids, are they going to do exactly what they see you do? So let's let our kids and grandkids see us do something positive. I told my daughter, I'm like, that little one that was just born, he's going to be able to say his grandma's a lawyer, and he ain't going to remember when she wasn't. Just like my other grandson, black president, that ain't nothing new. You know, that's what we need to see in our community as black people. That stuff ain't nothing. It's nothing in other communities, other cultures, other everything. It should be nothing to us. This shit is ridiculous. Because I come from a family that knows black history, and I appreciate what black people did to put me this far, and to see where we are today is just disgusting. It disgusts me. It makes me, even black people, towards other black people, it's just disgusting. It's sickening because we're the only race of people that do it. If any one of us have a little something, we don't really have nothing. You don't really have nothing unless you bring something great towards somebody else. What you do for yourself don't mean shit. We only bring ourselves up when we bring other people up.
That's the only time. And not bringing them up by looking at what we got, because as soon as you turn your damn back, that nigga going to rob you. So teach them how to get their own fish, and then they won't be stealing yours as soon as you go to the bathroom. All right? So what's so fucked up about being black in America? Because we the most beautiful people. We come in all shades. You know, we strong as hell, and they weren't able to kill us. They trying. They figure if we don't kill them, they'll kill each other, and we'll do our job. We can't send them back to Africa. Okay, so let's see. Economic, let's see. Let's start at the top. Okay? Let's start at the top. Black men being killed, like it's like we're supposed to be getting killed, like it's like we like Jurassic Park dinosaurs and shit. And they killing us face to face. They killing us when we running away. But you know, it's only because we don't place a value on our own lives, on the lives of our children, by the way we act. That shows your actions, what you do every day, shows the value you place on yourself. So, what do you do every day? Period. Okay. So when there's a race of people and other people see you, you don't value yourself, and my only job is to keep you down. That has always been my job as police officers. Let's get it straight, and we'll go over the history of the police. The police are just an authorized governmental version of the KKK. That's the only reason. If you look at the difference between the poor little black guy that went back to get his ID and got shot when he got out the car, and this murderer of 9 people when he got arrested, it was like they were taking, you know, the Boy Scout didn't just kill 9 people. You see what I'm saying? So they have no value of who you are. You don't value who you are. So now add fucked up schools, no parents, period. Okay, daddy's not in the home. My experience has been over the past couple of years with my kids and their friends, and mama ain't home either. So, I don't know, mama and daddy ain't home, or it's just no structure, and then, you know, we always thinking about getting a job instead of making work, we looking for it instead of making it, and if we make it, we only think our little pea brain minds can only do it in an illegal way. There's no way we can come up with a business, even if it is selling T-shirts out of some cheap commercial building, or selling tamales, running after people in the goddamn parking lot of Walmart. We can't come up with nothing. So, yeah, there's a lot of people of color in the damn lines trying to be disabled, trying to do a whole bunch of shit. And that's not the way God intended any of us to live. So, back to why are all the black men being killed? Because you don't value them. They don't value them. And then people we put in charge of this country to say, okay, even if I don't value myself, let's get these laws in place and make them work. Black people that are in government don't value us because everybody's getting paid from the same pot and they don't care. You know, you can't, it's just ridiculous. Now, another thing that's fucked up, and let's go on and segue into that, black people in the government who really don't care. And I'm not even talking about President Obama, because I knew personally he wasn't going to be able to do shit till he was getting ready to leave anyway if he wanted to be reelected. Black people are too ignorant. They don't know game plan. They have no game, the majority of them. So most of them sitting there wondering why ain't he done nothing yet? Why ain't he done nothing? Because you don't know anything about how this shit needs to work. Okay? If everybody be shot in church if he would have went in there the first day and start doing stuff for niggas. Do something for yourself. You didn't think he was going to get elected. Why don't he do nothing? Because I didn't, and I love him now. So come on now, let's be real. When we can be real, that's some of the other shit down the line of what's so fucked up about being black in America. Can't be real. Can't be real in your family. Can't be real even to your damn self. It's ridiculous. So we're going to get that shit together, at least at the Association of African American Single Mothers. And this show is for adults. Okay? Or ones that want to be adults. All right. Black men getting killed. You don't value yourself. They ain't going to value you. Okay? Let it be Hispanics, little kids getting shot up like that shit. They be tearing down. They be doing everything. We already know. We already seen it. Okay? any other race of people. Oh, black, kill us. Why don't we care about ourselves? I don't know. Shit. It ain't that wonderful, marvelous church you go to every Sunday, because they've been in business a long time. They've been in business since slavery, and people still ain't doing good. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I needed a beverage. All right, here we go. What's so fucked up about being black in America? In America. I mean, it's not. Really, because I'm an individual that takes her shit into her own hands. But if you're just an average black person in America, this applies to you, okay? But we're going to take you out of that just the average black person in America, Merkers, because the Association of African American Single Mothers will be open 6 days a week with something going on to put something positive in your pea brain. And then once we do it here, and I was always thinking, see, I didn't get funding. I'm thinking back in my life because, you know, I've gone through miraculous changes, and it's God-inspired. Everything was wonderful in the long term. Everything happened the way it was supposed to. God was like, God had something going on, because as soon as my last kid didn't want to be bothered with me, I lost my job. I'm like, ain't that some shit? As soon as this little leaves, my $60,000 is gone. I had it long enough to take care of my kids. I'm like, okay. And now, you know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Everything, God has his way. But see, I was able to get in God's favor, whatever. I don't know. We all in God's favor, but then we let outside influences fuck up the game plan. Because I couldn't be the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers if I didn't have kids. And I guess that makes sense. And then maybe it took me a little longer than being a mom, because 15 years ago I was 35, and them kids were young. I started having kids at 23, so they the oldest wasn't that old. Maybe God said, you good, but you ain't that good. And now today, 15 years later, I look at my, because every time you move, if you don't update your address, they suspend your 501c3. So I looked the other day. Oh, yeah, because I got a new address. So we changed all that. We got a physical address. We got programs. I'm loving it. So what's so fucked up about being black in America? Here in Sacramento, there's going to be a whole lot less to be so fucked up about in or whatever, because you're going to be able to go to the women's program, get some knowledge. Your kids are going to be able to go to black history classes and get some real history. And we just want them to know. It's not so they can feel superior to anybody, because only God can make you feel that way. It's to let you know that you're valuable. You and your ancestors were of value to this country, and that was very important. And as a matter of fact, they never got paid. And that's all we need you to know. We don't need you to know how brutal it was. Somebody will let you know. You'll find out for yourself when you're 50. But we need people to know that being black in America is valuable, because with no black people, there would have never been an America. Simple shit. Simple. It's really simple. It's freaking simple. And then when we got freed, you did everything within your power to keep us down. That's simple, too. And it's by the grace of God that there are any intelligent black people, I guess, today. Damn. Anyway, what's so fucked up about being black in America? The NAACP and fake black white chicks with nappy hair calling themselves black. But then, you know, everybody want to be black, but they don't want to have the black experience. That's all I say. And God bless them, okay? God bless their heart. Anyway, but then the saddest part about that NAACP thing to me is that, you know, they say, oh, her color is less important than, and I didn't even hear what the then was, because that's bullshit. Color people don't mean that day because you went in the bathroom and made yourself one. I mean, you know, that's what's so fucked up of being black in America. These NAACP, Urban League, the Black Congressional Congress, or whatever they're called, those people in government, those group of black people that's supposed to be looking out for our economic, civil right, and whatever interests, where have they been? Where is it? It's bullshit. And so if you allow bullshit to happen century after century, I mean, what do you get? More bullshit. And then put guns inside the bullshit, and then there's a whole bunch of dead people. Put a Confederate flag in it and Fox News on top of it, and then there's little boys that should be at home playing fucking Nintendo or whatever the fuck, Batman that I bought my 22-year-old, that after his job all day, he can't wait to go home and play. This little motherfucker's going saying you raping or whatever. That's crazy. So if black people want to come to any level of anything in this country to where, you know what, you could do what you want to, racist, it don't affect me status, that's what I want to see. That's how I want to see my family. That's why I talk to my kids about every day. In our lives and what we do, we don't care what a racist does because his racist shit don't affect what we have, what we do, because we got our own shit. Just like they got their own shit, they got their own business where they can choose to hire your black ass and they choose not to every time. Guess what? We can do it too. We can do it too. But you know what? Black people don't have that kind of heart, so we won't do it. The people that are most scared of you, you control. White people are afraid of us. For what reason? I don't know. Because they know what they got coming if there's a real God. But who cares? Because black people don't give a fuck. There ain't going to be no race war. It'll be a race war when what? Keep shooting down black boys. Okay, we used to it. You let them play video games 15 years ago. They've been shooting black boys and ripping hoes out of cars for 15 years. So your strategy is off. Whew. Where's my beverage? What is so fucked up about being black in America? Not being Stacey Johnson? That feels good, being black in America. You know, white broads want to be my sister. That's some shit. All right, let's go down the list, because we good. We doing good on Black People Business Wednesday. Association of African American Single Mothers, please listen every Wednesday and on Sunday at 2. And it's a wonderful thing. What's so fucked up about being black in America? Let's go on to number 3. No conversations about black history. No conversations, whether we talking about in government or we talking about with education, unless you're in college and you take a class. And I hope a white man ain't teaching you, okay? Grammar school, elementary school, black history, Martin Luther King. Take it or leave it, okay? And he got shot, okay? Ask a little kid about black history. Oh, Martin Luther King, and then he got shot. So that show you what you, your black ass, going to do if you try to rise up, right? That's how much they teach in black history. So no conversations about black history in the government. In the classroom, in the bedroom, no, well, not in the bedroom, but in the living room of anybody's home. And that's sad because, again, there'd be no America without black people. And it's important. So that's what's fucked up with being, that's one of the other things. You know, but me as a person, as an individual, as a Johnson, I handle my business. My kids know. I used to do it so much where my son would say, are you a black history teacher? Yeah, nigga. And I'm teaching you. And that's why he feels so proud. And that's why he can go out there at 22 and get a sales job 1 month and be a sales manager within 30 days because he knows who he is. And every year, that's what I want every black boy to stand up and say, I know who I am. That's why I wear this suit and this tie. Because in this country, that's how you make real money. In this country, wearing this suit and this tie and these nice shoes. Not a bunch of shit in your mouth looking like you're ready to attack somebody when the moon is high. When the moon is high. All right. What's so fucked up about being black in America? Blacks show no unity. Period. I got 10 brothers and sisters. Well, God rest her beautiful, wonderful soul. There's 9 left. And I love that one in heaven. That's my angel, Mignon. But they all strangers. But you know what? I blame my mom, although I love my mom for her strength. She was probably tired. Who wants 11 goddamn kids? I can never understand it. Okay? But the mom's job is to make the unity among the children. That's the mother's job. My mother didn't do that. My mother was always starting shit. So I always stayed out the way because I didn't want to be in the shit. But God rest her soul. Strong woman. Shit. I'm 100% like her, other than I've changed in those ways. And I raised my kids to be three musketeers, okay? They call me for some shit. I'm like, did you call your brother? Because I'm off duty past age 18, okay? Age 18, you call the one of the musketeers. Because I've already trained the musketeers what to do. And they call the head musketeer, Jessica, and everything works out fine. That's what we do. So starts at home, though. So I can go out and spend my money on black people and stuff, because I know what it feels like not to have unity, and I like unity more than I don't. Okay? So that's another thing about being black in America that's fucked up. There's no black unity, whether it's on a national level. And me, I'm like, shit, I'm ready to start a black national something like back in the day, but organized, not when everybody's smoking cigarettes and talking at the same time. Okay? Because it's important. Unity. We built this country. Okay? It's obvious. Everybody get a reparation but a nigga. It's cool because God will give me mine. That's why I'm like, I ain't worried about a rapist. Either one. Ain't worried about them. What that little white boy just got hit in my head. How 22, 21, you're raping our women. No, as far as I know in my family, they came along willingly, okay? Anyway, that's what's so fucked up about being black in America. We gonna fix that. Too many young black men, you know, I was happy when I had my sons, but then as they grow older, and even now I see it with my grandson. You know, just targets, okay? For instance, and we're doing something about this. Getting stories from my daughter about Elijah, my grandson, where the friends are calling her saying, oh, Elijah had ice on him today. Elijah was this and that, but the school never called. And that ain't never been my experience with my boys. They call for everything. Never call. So I'm like, you know what, Jesse, let me go with you. Let me talk to the principal with you and let him know that we ain't playing that. Okay, with something going on. And so, yeah, we visited, and I let them know, you know, we don't play that. That doesn't sound right to me, and I don't really think. And Elijah's teacher telling Jesse he ADD, and we're like, is she a doctor? You know, stop saying that. You know, he's six. How many six-year-olds sit down? It's her job. You know, all that good stuff. And so I go visit the class. I'm sitting with Jesse in the class, visiting, monitoring, seeing Elijah. You know, he's so excited. His grandma's there, so he's turning around. But one little black girl, sitting next to a little white boy. The white boy get up, and they're like, the aide, a white man, say, what are you guys talking about? What are you talking about? And the little white boy says, she said a bad word. Oh, she did? Well, come here. So ask the little white boy to come here, not even the girl that said it. So I'm looking, I'm watching. What did she say? What did she say? I don't want to. What did she say? She said shit. And so immediately the white teacher's aide goes, tells the black girl, put your name on the sad side and I'm calling your mother. Well, the little girl starts crying. And in my head, to be fair, these are little kids. You know, you white. I'd be scared to be making decisions without seeing stuff. Me personally, as a black person. Oh, you just believe what he said. Nobody heard it but him. She crying. Teacher's aide say, stop your tears because you shouldn't have said it. And she said, well, I didn't. So that's the kind of shit, even in the second grade, first grade? That's first grade. And so after grandma visited that day and let him know, you're not going to treat my grandson like you just treated little Shaquita, all of a sudden my grandson, my daughter, getting a call every day. Elijah doing something new every day. And luckily school just got out Friday. But you know what? It's from our non-action, and the schools ain't nothing but a small version of police stations. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, if you were able to do that against that little girl and you tell her to stop her tears, she shouldn't have said it, what gives you the idea that this little white boy didn't lie? Maybe he said shit. Who knows? Nobody saw it. Oh, but that was good enough to hear from this little Caucasian little boy, and the little black girl was in trouble and her mama got called. So if they do that to her, why not Elijah? So got a bad final report on Elijah. He disrespects people. He disrespects adults and children. And it's like, well, when did you, and that's on his final report, right? When did you ever get a report that he's being disrespectful? There got to be a preliminary to that and before you put it on his. So it's just a bunch of bullshit. And it starts very young. And most mothers don't know what to do because guess what? The adult whatever ain't involved or ain't going to get involved or don't say nothing or they ain't nowhere around to help their daughter. Fortunately, I'm here to help my daughter. And fortunately, I did raise two sons in that same crappy system that do they target little black boys or girls, makes no difference. But then I was lucky enough to just see it. He just did it. I mean, no fairness to it whatsoever. And that's, it starts in second grade, goes all the way up to 12th grade, and then it happens when they walk outside to get a job. It happens everywhere they freaking go. So what you got to do? You got to teach them as parents. This is the America we actually live in. And so in order for you to keep your a leg up on this stupid shit that you, if you were like on equal ground, you'd have no way. And that's where blacks today, they have no way because they think, we had this the same. No, you ain't the same. Your ass is black. And so my parents, from the time I could ever remember, is that your education is something that you're going to get. You have no choice, Stacy Johnson, all the way down to up to the oldest Johnson. Because when you got your name on that damn paper, guess what? That's some shit they can't play with. They can't play with that. They'll play with it, but they really can't because you got it. And you can build on it. You can fall back on it. You can ride on it. You can use it as a defense. But when you ain't got shit and you rap real good, or you just, school ain't important, or you start getting high so soon, you just said, fuck school. Well, or you in there getting high with your mama. It's all messed up. So that's what's so fucked up about being black in America. And now we're going to take a little break because there's a lot of good things about being here in America. It's the freest country in the world, and you can sit in your living room and have a radio station and try to bring people up and try to educate people and give some hope to people that want some hope because everybody don't want that shit. So give it where it's accepted and bless everybody in between. So we're going to take a break and play some semi-funk. Wednesday, and God thank thank you for Black People Business Wednesday. This is your host, Stacy Johnson, the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, www.aaasm.org. We're located in Sacramento, California, where we have programs to uplift our community and it don't involve church. So, here we go. We just finished all of the wonderful fucked up things that it means to be Black, but we're going to change that. You know what? Because the world will give you what you ask of it. So right now, being treated like a nigga is what we asking for. And so it's my hope as a 50-year-old educated Black woman from South Central Los Angeles, off of 48th and Western, where I grew up, the youngest of my beautiful parents, who invested in their children, prayed, I'm sure, for their children, and disciplined their children when it was needed. Didn't raise a bunch of mama's boys, letting them run over women or their sisters, at least not at the house, and brought up with some kind of spirituality. We were all born and raised Catholic after my dad renounced baptismism, whatever that is, and became a Catholic. And my mother was a Baptist until the late 70s, where she became a Catholic and gave her life to Jesus Christ. And I love my mother because I'm just like her with my daddy's sweetness. So it all works out. It works out for everybody, including me. So today we're talking about being Black. Resurgence of the Confederate flag. We want to go over a little history because I love Black history. I love any history because, you know, if we want to know it, we got to go get it. And what we seek, we definitely, most definitely find. And I started being interested in Black history when Panther came out. Oh, my God. Them brothers is bad. And I wanted to be just like that. I got a leather jacket right now. I can't wait till it get cold. You can't say mine is pleather. And it's old, but it's bad. It reminds me of the Panthers, you know, because their mission was to bring Black people up. And to the normal person, that seemed like a thing you could do. But because there's so much hatred between Black and white because of the white guilt, the white guilt, that's all it is, because Black people have done nothing but make this country great and then try to survive in the motherfucker. After all those years of oppression, that's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. Okay? So, and there's a God, see? That's the beautiful thing. And when we know who he is and how to really connect to him, we don't give a damn about none of this other stuff. And you slowly see yourself rising above all of this shit that the normal person struggles with every freaking day. And it may take sleeping in your old Cadillac for a couple of months or asking the favors of some wonderful people. But things work out in the end. And sometimes there's people other than your family that will help you. So ask them for your help or ask them to help you. There you go. Okay, so the Confederate flag. Okay, and what Black people need to understand, where, you know, all this bullshit talk about this our history, you know, this our, you know, they died for this flag. You know what? They wasn't worried about the stars and bars, okay, or the rebel flag, as it's called, until Black people got the right to vote, marry who they want, live where they want. They did not give a damn. It is at that time the rebel flag was their response to the nigga being free. Okay, and what gets me about Black history and civil rights and all of that, yeah, the laws were passed, but they did everything they could to not enforce them to this day. Some law, I forget which one it was, said it didn't actually go, wasn't enforced until 75, but it was passed in 68, 64, 65, I don't know. And you live in a country like that, and after a while you have so many children, many generations of Black people go past, they don't understand what it means to be Black anymore, and then they turn what it means to be Black into a criminal or something or you know, is something not good, or a rapper, or, well, that's what it means to be black, or an athlete. It doesn't, it's not a strong person anymore. It's not a person, I mean, church is, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about church, because organized religion gives you their version of who they think God is. You know what I mean? There is only one God, and he is in you, and we'll talk about more of that on Sunday on the diary, but, you know, it's like church. I mean, whew, I can't be the only one that sees all these problems, and I can't be, you know, it has to be something collectively we as a people that we can do, you know? So the Confederate flag was their way, and it still is today, you know, of saying, you know, it's still, you may be free to do all this shit, but we in the South, here in the South, this still, we gonna rule this part of the of America or whatever, and we gonna put this flag in place. We gonna keep these racist political leaders in place, and we gonna squeeze you and see if we can squeeze the rest of you black people out of here. But the majority of those that probably stayed are the ones that didn't, families didn't, were too scared to leave during the Great Migration, okay? And they still there talking about Mr. Balls. They still talking like that today. So those are the, I love black people, okay? But we are no one serving, especially not today. And then all the Great Migration of people where they were selling a house in Georgia for a nickel went from the free states there like crazy. Oh, yeah, I can get three of these houses. But, yeah, you got the big racist right next door, though. He might burn it down, including your church. Well, I'll see you in 2015. My daddy moved out of the South for a reason. I have a vacation home there or something. Well, my heart is in San Francisco, Los Angeles, California. Okay, Lakers all the way. I don't care, win or lose. You're my boys. Okay, so Confederate flag, all that shit today. Just want to let you know, Negro president, that even though you're a Negro, we're still in charge of the South. So that's what that's all about. Okay? All right, economic equality for blacks. Where to begin? A couple of things. And, you know, as the director of a 501c3, you know, and anybody can get one of those, you know, but most Negroes get it so they can get the money, look like they're doing something, and ain't doing that diddly dick dot bop. And so with me, I never got donations. I used my, because you know what? It wasn't the time. It wasn't the time or the place. So I got burnt out of asking or completing grants, taking days off, using vacation days, spending extra money for the next day, and to say, although everything looks good, no, like 1,000 times, and I got burned out. And so I said, well, you know what, I'll use my paychecks to fund whatever I can. And then the white man made sure I didn't have no paycheck. There it goes. And you never can keep a good woman down. And here we are again. So we got a physical location off of, I don't know the address. I know it's space 119, and I know I gave her the money. So as of right now, we got it, and I know it's on Florin Road where all my people are. So it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So economic equality, you know, unless you can make your own money, and I'm not even talking about getting a job. Education is important. Education is important because it just is. So if you know what you want to do, and find that school of whatever it is and get a degree. Get some kind of organized education. Now, if you've already doing what you're doing, take a business course to make sure you know business principles. Take an accounting course to make sure no accountant can beat you out of your money. But do something to where you're educated. You know, look and see where businesses are most needed. You know, cleaning companies, I tell you that. Don't have a bunch of raggedy people that are going to rip everybody off and call it a cleaning company. Okay? Look good, wear uniform, background check people. I'm having the most wonderful time winning construction projects for one of my clients, and I'm about to go to Ohio. I can't believe it because we just won one after the other. And it comes from focusing on what I love and doing my best to bring my skills to bear for somebody else. And it's starting to work. And now And now we're back here today. Now Black People Business Wednesdays is back. Damn it. Economic equality starts with knowing how to do something or knowing where there's a need and tailoring, because we can learn how to do anything at any time. That's why my kids all laughing. I'm like, yeah, I'm finna write a song. I bought a mini studio already. Like, wow, you are really having a serious midlife crisis right now. But I did, because creativity never dies. You use it or lose it applies to everything except creativity, because creativity is God, and I know who my daddy is, and I know who my parents are, and I know musical ability just didn't stop in one of my other siblings and didn't flow to me, because I've been doing it my whole life. But I've been raising my kids. So I said, I've been raising kids. So I got my piano, I got my mini studio, I'm about to get a drum machine, because right now drums really interest me where the bass used to. But now I'm hearing some really good, like, ooh-wee. So here we go. Learn how to do something. By the grace of God, I learned how to do something, and education was always, I always wanted to reach out and know something more about what I was doing. That was just a natural instinct for me. So it may not be natural for everyone, but if you're involved in something, you're going to dedicate something, learn all you can about it, because that's only going to make you better. It's going to make you stronger, make you more confident, make you able to talk, you'll talk the way you need to. And when someone knows you have something valuable to offer them, to bring more light into their lives by what you have to offer, whether it's a good or a service, they'll pay you, and they'll pay you nicely, and they'll like you, and they'll call you Pumpkin. Hi, Pumpkin. I was like, you know what? I love my customers. All right, so economic equality for blacks begins with knowing something, education. Learning a trade, learning a skill, okay? Black role models other than singers and dancers and hoopers. You know, we need to let kids know it's okay to be an accountant. It's okay to be good at math. That's my thing. I don't care. I don't care. Because with math, you can be anything. And so the biggest thing I'm most excited about when we open up our place on Florin is math and science camps. Oh, my God, because I thank God. I kiss my mother in spirit every day, because my mom made sure I was good in my math. I'm a terrible speller. You can see it if you read grammar, needs help. But, hey, you can't mess with nobody with math. And math makes you money. And so if you can feel comfortable with math, you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you can be a scientist, you can be whatever you want if you like math. So I'm excited about getting kids comfortable with liking math and liking science and seeing how science and experiments are fun and making me feel like I'm 12 again. It's all good. So black role models, of which I am one. Okay? So be one in a positive direction. Something positive, something that is good, something that can grow, a legacy you want to keep behind, something you're proud of. Okay, and black business. Have a business. Start small. Be creative. Ask God, God, I want to have my own business. What can I do? If you pass the age of 25, there's something you've been doing long enough that you can probably turn into a business if you focus. Ask God, what can I do? What am I smart enough to do? God will show you. That's the way we're going to economically grow. You know, as a people, you got to know something, okay? We got to have role models in front of us. Or if not a role model in front of us, someone saying, baby, that's a good thing for you to do. Nah, don't worry about that. Math's too high. You know your mama ain't good, so. No, hell no. Baby, I ain't good, but I want you to be the best, you know? And that's what it is. That's what it is, you know? That's how we're going to bring. And it starts at home and who we around and who we allow our children to be around and the programs that we allow them to be in, and if in any at all. And so my goal with the Association of African American Single Mothers, our program, you know, I had to bring everything to bear. I had to bring, if I wanted black people to have economic opportunity, I felt as a person, as an association, I had to give them. So We're going to start with internships on what I do for a living, construction estimating. Interns, we're going to teach these kids because if they can learn that, estimators make money. We can turn that into, you could be whatever you, anything you see on that paper, you can be. You can be a carpenter, you can be a painter, a plumber, an electrician, and we're about to learn all about it. And I'm going to send them on trips with my current clients, and I'm going to build up a list of more clients that want to help in the community because, you know, positive role model goes back to positive role models and economic opportunity. If they don't see anything but you sitting on your ass waiting for the third to come, well, then that's what they're going to grow up to learn how to do. Boom, bam, bah. There you go. All right, so at the Association of African American Single Mothers, we want to give jobs. We want to be a place where you can have a flow of economic ideas. You know, what do you think will make money? What do you think you can do? And we can put kids together, and I'll open up the business for them. You feel me? Place where there can be some true spirituality and not a brainwashing and not an instilling of fear, because in the God that we know and the God that has brought me from nothing out the backseat of the caddy is not one that ever taught me to be afraid of anything. So, we're going to talk about what it really means to be spiritual. La, 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 la. Education and the importance. That's what we're all about, education. Because the more you know, the more you grow, and the more do. That's why I call Monday Money Monday, because I know now in my business, I'm like, yeah, I know how much I'm going to make by Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening. The majority, I know when it's coming, so I put it out there. I don't say, oop, big money Monday. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Never fails. So, education is important. I don't know where that came from. Something for kids to do. If it's just a place for them to be and hear some positive something from somebody. Trips, we're going to work on responsibility, what that means. We're going to have classes for the young boys, Black History classes, all that. So, this is Black People Business Wednesday, and I enjoy this hour. This is beautiful. Join me on Sunday for The Diary, which is the talk show for the moms, and it talks about more etheric principles and ways to not go crazy and stuff like that and good stuff. And, yeah, that's what we do. It's Black People Business Wednesday. Good, help somebody. Join us on Sunday. We'll have something new to talk about. And I need to take you out with string disco because this is my slap. Okay? Enjoy the rest of your week. Slap it. That is my slap. That's slapping.